Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Diary of a Professional Commodity Trader, Lessons from 21 Weeks of Real Trading by Peter L. Brandt, is a practical look at how a veteran market operator thinks, plans, and reacts while trading real markets. Rather than presenting trading as a tidy set of rules, the book frames trading as a craft shaped by uncertainty, probability, and self-discipline. Brandt is widely associated with classical charting and price action decision making, and this diary-style format highlights how those tools are applied under pressure across a defined period of time. Readers see how trade ideas are formed, how risk is defined before entry, and how positions are managed when the market behaves as expected and when it does not. The emphasis stays on process over prediction, preparation, execution, and review. For anyone curious about what professional trading looks like in practice, the book functions as a guided tour through the routines, mistakes, adjustments, and risk controls that separate a structured speculator from a casual gambler. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a diary format that reveals real decision-making. The central value of the book is its diary structure, which captures trading as a sequence of decisions rather than a collection of isolated setups. By focusing on a specific multi-week window, it highlights the rhythm of professional speculation, scanning markets, selecting candidates, defining risk, placing orders, monitoring positions, and then documenting outcomes. This approach helps readers understand that good trading is not a single brilliant call, but a repeatable process that can withstand streaks of adverse outcomes. A diary also exposes the gray areas that typical how-to trading books avoid, such as when to stand aside, when to reduce size, and how to respond when a market invalidates a thesis. The reader gains a practical sense of how a trader balances conviction with humility and how even strong patterns can fail. The format naturally reinforces the idea that consistency comes from habits, pre-planned entries, predefined exits, and ongoing review. Instead of promising certainty, the diary experience normalizes uncertainty and shows how a professional manages it through structure, patience, and post-trade reflection. Secondly, classical charting and price action as a framework. Brandt is known for applying classical chart principles, and the book illustrates how chart structure can guide trade selection and timing. The focus is on reading price behavior, identifying recognizable formations, and using those formations to define where a trade is wrong. This is important because charts are not presented as a magic signal generator, but as a way to impose logic on a probabilistic environment. Readers learn to think in terms of market structure, trend direction, consolidation, and breakout behavior, and how volatility affects placement of protective stops. The emphasis on price action also encourages traders to pay attention to what the market is doing rather than what they hope it will do. This mindset can reduce over-reliance on indicators and opinions. Just as importantly, the book demonstrates that technical analysis is inseparable from risk management. A pattern is only useful if it provides a clear invalidation point. The result is a pragmatic framework where charts inform entries and exits, and where the trader avoids arguing with the tape. Thirdly, risk management and position sizing as the core edge, a recurring lesson in professional trading, is that survival precedes success, and the book underscores this through risk control. Instead of treating risk as an afterthought, it is positioned as the foundation of every trade idea. The reader is encouraged to define risk in advance, decide where a stop belongs based on market structure, and size the position so that a loss is tolerable and does not impair future decision-making. This approach reframes trading from trying to be right to managing exposure when wrong, because being wrong is inevitable. The diary lens makes this especially clear. Over a series of weeks, outcomes vary, and the ability to keep losses contained determines whether the trader can continue executing the plan. Risk management also extends to avoiding concentration, recognizing correlation across markets, and respecting periods when conditions are not favorable. The book helps readers see that the goal is not to eliminate losses, but to keep losses small and let profitable moves pay for them. That is the practical logic behind disciplined stops, prudent leverage, and consistent sizing rules. Fourthly, the psychology of execution under uncertainty. The book highlights how trading psychology is less about positive thinking and more about behaving correctly when emotions are triggered. A diary naturally surfaces the moments that challenge discipline: hesitation before entry, frustration after a stopout, the urge to revenge trade, and the temptation to overtrade after a win. By showing how a professional navigates these situations, the narrative emphasizes that emotional control is not a personality trait, but a set of practices. Planning entries and exits in advance reduces on-the-spot decision-making, which is where fear and greed do the most damage. Accepting uncertainty is another key theme. A good setup can still fail, and a trader must be prepared to take a loss without needing to justify it. the diary style also reinforces the role of self-assessment because tracking thoughts and actions makes patterns of behavior visible. Readers can take away a realistic model of confidence, one grounded in preparation and risk limits rather than in prediction. Over time, consistent execution becomes the antidote to emotional volatility. Lastly, a professional workflow, preparation, review, and continuous improvement. Beyond charts and risk rules, the book demonstrates a professional workflow that many aspiring traders overlook. The diary suggests that profitable trading is supported by routines, maintaining watch lists, staying organized about open risk, recording rationale for trades, and reviewing performance in a structured way. This workflow matters because markets change and a trader must adapt without abandoning discipline. By documenting decisions across a defined period, the book implicitly teaches how to learn from experience. Wins and losses both contain information, but only if the trader captures why a decision was made and whether it followed the plan. The process encourages separating outcome from execution quality, so a trader does not get rewarded for bad behavior that happened to work or punished for good behavior that failed due to randomness. The focus on continuous improvement also helps readers build a personal trading plan. What patterns to trade, what conditions to avoid, how to measure risk, and how to evaluate results. In that sense, the book functions as a model for building a business-like approach to speculation rather than a hobby driven by tips and noise. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a grounded view of what professional trading looks like in practice, including active traders, swing traders, and serious students of technical analysis. It is also valuable for anyone transitioning from casual market participation to a structured approach because the diary format shows how planning, execution, and review connect over time. The primary benefit is behavioral. Readers can internalize the habit of defining risk first, waiting for clear opportunities, and accepting losses as a normal cost of doing business. That mindset can improve not only trading outcomes but also decision-making in other areas that require patience and probabilistic thinking. Compared to many trading titles that rely on theory or simplified examples, this book stands out by emphasizing real-world workflow and accountability. It does not try to sell a secret indicator or a guaranteed system. Instead, it offers a credible model for building a repeatable process, anchored in chart structure, risk limits, and psychological discipline. For buyers choosing among similar trading books, it is worth purchasing because it prioritizes how professionals operate day-to-day, making it easier to translate ideas into an actionable routine. If you would like to support Peter L. Brandt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.